This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It's for you, Jug.
Yeah. Is this thing on?
Hello. That's you.
Hello. I wasn't hoping you wouldn't come back, but I was like, it'd be funny if he didn't. I can run the show now. This is my show.
Well, I timed it out perfectly. I had to go to the restroom.
And
my normal spot that I like.
Somebody was in it. It was occupied.
Yes.
Oh, hell.
And I'm like.
I mean, were you like, get out?
Here's the thing. Not breaking radio kayfabe or not, but like.
Did you go tandem?
We're the only like morning show working this week. Everyone else is. Reruns or whatever.
What is going on out there? Is it spring break?
Everybody's on spring break, man.
Man, I liked it. Coming down this way, I could tell. I was like, there's something going on.
Even Clemson, I think they're on spring break and all the other schools.
I like what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know who else was here, though. I'm saying, like.
Well, it's Tuesday, so.
You know. They may all come later.
So this is the only live show in this building?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
nice.
Mean, only one of, like, you know, substance. Only one that will piss you off.
Yeah, that's true.
Is nobody gonna get mad?
They
you
might.
Saying that?
But we run this, Jug. You gonna
we
get
run
mad
this
at me?
Deal, boys?
I mean, we big.
It's like
yeah,
that
I see
song,
that.
New York.
I'm getting bigger too, but eating minis.
If you eat all that minis, you're gonna get even bigger.
Yeah, he's got a birthday coming up.
When is it? I don't know your birthday. Oh yeah, you do. You do. Is April something?
No.
No, it's March something.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we're halfway through the month, so. So let's see, March 22nd?
No.
All right.
You're close.
24th?
No.
Michael Jordan, 23rd.
Add another week.
Oh, 31st. Yeah?
That is. That's it. Look at that.
I like it.
We're getting up there, Jug. We're getting old.
I know, buddy. I know.
You're arguably in better shape.
Arguably? Who's arguing that?
These years,
Ray Charles?
These years don't stop, do they? Don't slow down.
Jug mentioned something funny before we came on. He said nobody else could fit in my ride. I'm like, God, that's true.
Wait, time out, don't get hurt. And I said, yeah, I can't. Nobody else can fit my seat.
in the race car?
In the 51 car.
Oh, yeah,
51
yeah.
Chevy.
By the way.
Definitely couldn't.
I want to give credit where credit's due. Who did the design on the Vegas car?
Oh, I never do that. I just tell the guy what we want.
That was good, though. You were on there like
you,
with cars.
You were the visionary then who said, we're going to be in Vegas, so have me
no,
sitting there.
No, I wasn't, honestly, no. Not that time. But I was on the hood, which was pretty cool.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, who?
I think
give him credit,
Steve Carnes from First Pacific Funding had a little something to do with that. But the guy that designs our stuff, he's just amazing.
So dude, it was great.
Michael Maselli does an awesome job of that.
Yeah, because it made me think, why would you not be on the hood for all the races? Like, when you go to Kansas, you could be in a headdress on the hood. There's all kind of stuff you can do.
Whoa now.
You go to Texas, you can be in a cowboy hat on the hood.
We did get some good TV time. I got interviewed for qualifying for that. So they showed the hood real good and all that. So that was good.
Yep. Yes, I did. I saw that. And that's, honest to God, how often does that happen?
This year with CW, it's happened. That's probably the third time already.
Oh, actually. For real?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the first time I'd seen this season.
That was nice.
Yeah.
They'll make a point to, like, you know, Jamie McMurray or whoever, like, will make a point to mention if, like, if you're in the shot or anywhere in the graphic, you know, they'll point out the 51. Like a good
thing. I think they like us pretty good.
They like those engines from back in the day.
Yeah, they do.
Clint Bowyer, man, he's always talking about, you know.
The good thing about this year is you can watch practice qualifying every weekend on the app. So that's easy to find.
On the CW.
You know where it is for us.
Is there like a CW Christmas party I could be your plus one at? They have NXT wrestling too. So
that'd be cool.
Be
did I just hear a phone go off?
It wasn't mine.
No? Did I hear it?
You trying to tell me to answer phones?
I feel like I did, and I saw my...
Why, did you tell somebody to call in or something?
No. I feel like you trying
dude,
to tell
Morgan
me to
answer phones. Is Morgan Shepard on the phone?
We should get Morgan to call in. That would be pretty awesome.
No, you promised... Well, you didn't promise. You said you tried to get old...
Who?
Mark Martin on.
We could get Mark on. He likes me.
I want to. Well, I want
that would be cool.
I want to.
Do you really? Okay. Let's line that up.
I tell you who I want to talk to.
What would you ask him? What would you be your first
question? Do you remember meet me at Wade Hampton, Winn-Dixie?
Did you actually ever try any of that Viagra product on your car?
Not only would I ask him that.
Would it turn into a limo?
I'd ask him about the big 60 weenies. Like, did you ever buy a pack for a cookout?
Right. Because they were... Like, did you get free groceries at Winn-Dixie?
That's awesome.
What was the... So, what I was going to say, that was...
See, I did hear it.
No,
that is your...
Fat boy, what is up?
It's probably Rob. Is it Rob?
It is. Rob's lying. He said he can fit.
Oh, Rob could fit in the car.
He can fit.
God bless.
He fits, like, perfectly.
God. Okay. That's from Christmas time.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob's a car guy, too. Like, he knows how to drive about anything.
I was like, how the hell did you get his garage at Fast Area?
Look, it says, hey, folks, there on the top of the door. It didn't even say Jeremy Clements.
Man, I'd love to have Rob in one of my Chevys and see if he could drive, how he could drive.
How is it that all the times, other than what we just talked about with the race car and, you know, what race is coming up, you know, with the reference to Miami, you never talk race cars with us.
It's true.
I heard you say that earlier.
You get tired of just that's all you ever talk about. So
this is my favorite show, but this ain't the only, you know, show I have to do.
No, I know. No. So
and I don't have to do this one. I do it because I love y'all.
Yeah, it's true. Look at that.
Oh
no, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it in a bad way. You took that as a bad way.
I didn't. I meant no, because that means we have to
you
pay
have
like
to
do.
You have to do some other shows. Like you don't have a choice.
Yeah, but when you're on there, like you're
it's all racing.
You're Jeremy Clements 51 NASCAR.
It's everything
driver.
Is racing. So this is just more fun to me.
I want you to show more of you on TV.
Okay. Well,
I mean, like
you want me to stand on my tippy toes?
Nope. I mean, like,
you shirtless.
You're a charming son of a bitch.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't think it comes off on TV.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't think you feel the same whatevers.
You don't get a lot of opportunity on there to show that, though. You know.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
they usually come to you if you win or if something happened. Right?
Yeah, correct. So if I crash out, like. Not in a good mood, so you're not going to show your great self.
Right.
Right before qualifying, they just want to talk about the car or whatever.
Yeah.
Right pre-race, you know, how's the car today? What's going on? I don't know. So it's kind of...
You're trying to remember all the sponsors' names and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
you're trying to say it's Fast 6 Finney Mobile and all that. So.
You ever thought of just like being a dickhead on purpose just to like get kind of a little rowdy vibe?
I don't know.
That's maybe just starting to fight in the pits just to get some kind of...
I'm not the biggest boy to be doing that. So
well,
I don't know.
You know what?
Start a big fight.
Push a couple guys and push them off the stage for driver intros.
I just, some of these...
Walk by them and trip them up.
I'm not going to call any of them by name. You might like them, and that's fine.
You might like them.
Some of them are just the most dull...
Oh, they are, I know.
Whatevers.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you are you, and I'm like, God, if they saw this
you
that we see...
Yeah, I know. Well, you're lucky then, right?
But I want you to... Like, I want to see commercials with you on it, not stupid.
I know. That would be
someone
fun.
Else.
I agree.
Do you remember all those pit crew fights that were happening like a couple years ago? You should start that.
Well, he was involved in one of them.
Those pit crews are big, Paige. Those guys, like you just said under the break, they're doing the scouts.
That's crazy.
Clemson's pro day at NASCAR.
These are ex NFL or college football players.
Go up and sucker punch. Well,
they're twice my size.
Like, where do y'all go? Like,
I'm not doing it.
Where do y'all go look for people at?
We use the Penske team this year, so they we actually use.
Might as well use the best, right?
Yeah, they pit. A truck in the truck series, and then they pit us, and then they're the backups for the primaries on race day Sunday.
They're professional.
Penske wins a lot.
Yeah. Never mind.
We've got a good crew this year. And
how was it that the guys back in the 80s and 90s were, and I can say this as one, big fat guys. We used to be on crews and stuff, and they were somehow.
It's just look at that. It's just evolved so much.
They were somehow able to slide through and do. I mean, even with their sizes, it didn't limit them.
Yeah.
But now they're like all the like personal trainers.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
some
changed.
Of them don't, but
incredibly,
it's like athletes. I have my cousin's son who is mind-boggling to me, but he is essentially like the equipment manager for a major NCAA college football team. The equipment manager. But you don't understand like what that means. Like that can grow.
I don't actually.
Well,
that's the whole thing.
He hands you the helmets.
Like you start off as you start off in what
I'm
some
kidding.
May look at as a minimal role, but he has aspirations of being like a general manager.
Of course.
And I mean like
that's like you know, Chad now started sweeping the floors at Hendrick and he became crew chief. And then whatever the hell he does now, I don't know.
Some kind
Fat
of R&D, whatever.
He hung out at a Dairy Queen remote with us. And next thing you know, he had a job here.
I had to go to
How about
too.
That?
Look at that.
Dreams do come true, right?
If you hang around long enough, you can just have somebody's hanging out at
like,
the track trying to
somebody,
drive.
Dairy Queen.
Like, what are you doing over there, sir? Come on. You're up.
I'm waiting for my shot.
I mean,
that's right.
Every, like, have
Be
you
persistent.
Ever had a job, Jug?
I do. I drive a race car.
No, I mean
leave me alone.
No, like okay, let's talk dirt track days and stuff. Like
no,
you've never worked a job in your life.
I didn't. This was my job. This has always been.
Besides race cars.
I know. No, I haven't.
Oh my God.
I know. I've been blessed to do something I love to do.
What a golden life you've had.
Well, I have too, but not the whole life though.
Yeah, I mean. What was your first one? I don't remember.
Western.
You work at Chick-fil-A or something?
Well, yes, many, many years. But like,
so then you're not counting that one?
Yeah, but my first job was I was a busboy at Western Family Steakhouse.
Oh, I feel
on
like
29 Wade Hampton. Across from the Winn-Dixie at Mark.
Was that like a Quincy's?
29 Wade Hampton.
It's now
big
a
buttery
Mexican
rolls?
Restaurant now.
It's a what?
Mexican restaurant now.
I know, but like, was it like a Quincy's type
it was
place?
A West, it was like a derivative of Western Sizzler, but it's called Western Family.
You older folks, you got to remember going to Quincy's. That was like a, like as a kid, that was the top notch restaurant.
I was more of a Ryan's guy. I think my family was more
Ryan's. I was a Quincy's guy.
I went to both.
I mean, yeah.
Friday and
Fat
Saturday.
Boy went to both one after
Split
the other.
Them up.
Seven. Meet us at 7 p.m. at Quincy's. Then we're
like
going to
buffet?
Ryan's about 8:30.
Oh, it was the
Damn.
Buffet. They had carving stations and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, Ryan's did.
Oh yeah.
I remember that. But Quincy's didn't have the carving station.
They probably did, but I just remember. Plus, our church was like right beside Ryan's.
There's a Quincy's had shirts, pins.
There's a Quincy's or a Ryan's when we go to Darlington. I think. One of those.
They also had those little candied
in Florence
jelly candies there by the registers. You'd leave, you just stick your finger in.
You stole them, didn't you?
No, but I wouldn't eat any of them because everybody
then,
was fingering them.
It's like Shoney's at the sucker tree. That's the Quincy's in Florence.
Is it?
I got a buddy that goes just to get the yeast rolls.
That's right. Yeah. So it is. That is right. I'm gonna have to go there. We raced Darlington like 2 or 3 weeks.
They should
know.
Be on the car.
Quincy's. You can't afford it anymore. There's only one location.
That's true.
I don't know.
What a reality show would be to have Jug go work jobs.
Man, I can work.
I know, but I know you can. But
I can get it done.
I just would like to see you working like at a grocery store.
Yeah, you should see me at home. That's all I do is clean up baby poo.
Have you thought about putting the child on the car?
Like how? Like on the hood?
Yeah. It's
dangerous.
Is that bad luck?
I wouldn't say it's bad luck, but she don't have enough money to be on the hood.
More Jeremy boys. Clements right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth.
That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you watch this, Jug?
I don't know what this is.
Oh,
what is it?
Oh, man. If you don't watch it, it's going
to
be...
I don't get to watch a lot of things anymore.
It's going
to
be... Oh, I know. I know. My poor daughter. I was like, hey, I forget what it was. Something on Netflix. I'm like, hey, have you watched this show? No. I watch Spider-Man and Blippi and Paw Patrol.
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Never even heard of Miss Rachel. Now I know. I feel like I know her.
SpongeBob.
Better than my own self.
Watch Blippi and nothing else.
Blippi is the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Peppa Pig.
This is the theme. The song is called Do You Want to Taste It?
Oh.
By Wigwam, but it's the theme for Peacemaker on HBO.
Oh,
you love it.
I need to download that one. I just finished Penguin on my flight back.
That's great.
That was a good series.
Slow burner,
wow.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Penguin.
It took me a minute.
The ending, the last episodes. Yeah.
I can't believe you did what he did.
I know,
like,
right?
Come on, man.
What the hell, man?
That's your dude.
God almighty.
What are you watching now besides that? You watch Gemstones?
Well, I got to start over now. I don't know what to watch. I guess I'll start with... How many seasons of Peacemaker are there? Two?
One other's about to be two in August.
Yeah.
It's funny. I like the dad.
I've got something else downloaded. Hell, I have to look. I forget. But that's really honestly when I get to watch shows flying.
Like what? Like you really don't have a day off, right? You're probably
not
doing
anymore.
Something today.
I got less time than ever.
Simulators. Yeah,
simulator in Charlotte, running a race team, hunting for more money to keep racing.
So I'm not going to say who, but I I saw a NASCAR driver has one of those at their home. What would that cost?
Oh, they range. I mean, I had one actually too, and it was very nice, and I sold it once I moved from the last house. But
so is this something more complicated than like an iRacing setup or
the
simulator? Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
Those things.
I've sent pictures of it. Though, right?
Well, we did the one downtown.
Yeah.
That was incredibly difficult. Now, I don't know on the grand scheme of things how close that is to the real thing. Jesus. It's impossible.
Just like, you know, simulating track.
It's, how hard the wheel is to hold.
Oh, that one's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like you're going to go straight into the wall, but you've got to hold
they
it.
They do have it turned up a good bit. Ours, I've got mine set easier.
Oh, like
you can kind of choose your own steering valve and this and that, the way you like the wheel to feel when you turn it.
Like
guys like it to be harder to turn, and I set mine where it's kind of quicker, but it's easier too. Because if you get loose, you're doing like this nonstop. Yeah.
Right.
You'll get tired quick.
So is your steering wheel? I know it pops out. I know all that stuff, but does it adjust the way ours does?
Like it will, but you gotta. There's a lot of bolts under the dash. Oh yeah, it's like it's a process.
Tilts up or down.
That ain't something you're changing at the track. You do that at the shop.
Yeah.
And then you don't really know until you get on the racetrack if you really like it. So you better figure it out.
See how high your knees are.
You can't adjust it like on the fly. You know what I mean?
Well, can't they make it easier for you? Put a gas gauge on in the car. Put a speedometer in it.
I guess not.
Like you always got to guess.
Or at least have a little, like, you know, on hockey, the way they got it where it would show you could see the streak on the hockey puck when it was moving.
Oh, yeah.
Like, put a little gas handle over the cars.
That'd be nice. We ran out of gas this past weekend. Yeah. It cost us two damn laps.
Yeah.
God. That killed our race. We had a fast Chevy, honestly.
How do you know when it's running out? You're like, oh, no.
Oh, it just turned off.
Oh, like immediately?
No way. Where were you?
We just did the first stage and just rolling under caution, maybe about to pit the next time or so, whenever they opened the pits, and the damn thing just went boop.
At least you
I looked at the
wheel.
Fuel pressure guys like, oh, we're out of gas, boys.
Holy crap.
They didn't know we were going to be that close.
I never thought about that before. So it just locks down.
Yeah, and then I had to get a push, and then you lose a lap, and then you can't get restarted because the fuel's got to get pumped in the carburetor. It's a mess.
They got to push you back to the garage, right, if you get pushed?
No, we went to pit road, our pit stall. But, yeah, that cost you dearly.
Yeah.
And then there wasn't hardly any cautions in that race. So
that's true.
It's two down, and you couldn't make them up, you know. So
do you like that track? I don't think
it's
fast. Yeah.
Fast.
I don't like Phoenix, man, everybody dipping below the line. That don't seem really
– Yeah, it's not fun. It jars your head around. I had to put my head really can't move at all, but like I had a little movement during qualifying and went under there and hit that, you know, the off the track and go down there and it banged your head. And I was like, son of a bitch, I got to put some more pad in there. Is it rang my bell a little bit one time?
This is going to sound like very minute, but like, you ever had like an itch on your face?
Oh yeah, like what
I
do
mean,
you do?
Like,
oh,
maybe
during a race,
down.
Like, I'll raise my shield and just kind of wipe my eye for a second and
bang
it back down.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I would. Oh my God.
Sometimes I like to test myself, see if I can drink a drink if I'm by myself going down the straightaway.
Oh gosh.
When do you hear?
You ever driven with your knees?
Oh yeah, under caution. Of course. I'm adjusting my belts. I'm messing around with trying to get the drink. I do it all the time.
Back.
Yeah. What's up, boys? I'll be done here in a couple hours.
We text you during the race, and the other day, with 5 minutes after you get out of the car, I was like, you must have went right to get your phone from Tony. Like, where does your phone stay during the race?
Sometimes I hand it to my crew guy that's put me in, my hat, my sunglasses, and everything, and they'll give it to me right after.
See, I was like, I thought you had the phone in the car.
Now I'm going to do it on purpose now just to see how fast selfie. I can do it.
You should
text selfie. Back, hi.
You should preload a text and have them send it.
You can do that. That's right.
Yeah, schedule it to send to us.
That is a cool feature, though. I forget the hell we have that.
Well, it's probably good you do forget that.
Damn it. Now I'm going to do it.
Then we'll start second guessing every text.
Is he really there?
Did he really remember it was my birthday, or did he load this up 2 months ago?
That is a good idea, isn't it? Can you schedule that far in advance?
I don't know.
Damn, that's a good question. I have to look.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go ahead and schedule you one right now.
I've only done
what day?
31st.
Hey, look,
Dude, retention. play the bitch thing.
Bitch thing.
Oh, stupid bitch.
Take a request. Where's it at?
You stupid bitch.
Don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Wow, that's a. We hear that one a lot, though, don't we?
I know you won't.
He likes that one.
Because the way you are, you won't say who it is, but someone on the text wants to know if you have an arch nemesis in NASCAR, a race car driver that you absolutely do not like.
All of them.
See, I have that
mentality. There's 38 of us on the track, and I don't like 37 of them.
I get that.
Well, I got one I got a little issue with.
Uh-oh.
Might have been the 54 at Daytona. I don't know if you guys got together after the race, but there was a little incident on the track. So
at Daytona with me?
Yeah.
Who was 54?
I think maybe somebody got into you and you might have got into him. I can't exactly
remember. That was Atlanta.
That's what it was.
Yeah, we were three wide and I was on the top and he was right there and it just got me arrow loose and it turned me sideways.
I just don't like his interview, but you know, they do a better job about showing you the replay when they talk to you.
Yeah.
You just can't process it that fast, really.
Man, we got lucky as hell there because I spun out in front of the field and I hit the wall a little bit, but the car was okay and we could keep going, finish 11th. So that was nice.
What does that feel like, though? Like when you say you hit it a little bit.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it didn't hurt the car. No, it didn't. It didn't hurt at all. It was, thank God it didn't hurt the car either, so we could keep going. You're hauling ass at Atlanta and you don't need to mess up the aero there.
Yeah.
Plus, how many cars do you bring with you? You don't want to.
Well, once the race starts, you got what you got then, you know?
Just one car.
That's right.
You better make.
Wouldn't that be great if you could keep swapping off eventually?
Oh, God.
You get two.
We'd be broke.
You get your mom's car.
We got 10 cars at the shop, but we went through 8 of them in one race.
That's terrible.
This is something I want to ask you. So you've been at this a while. And
I have?
Some of these, yeah. I mean, you're golden, dude. And. But then some of these guys, like, I'm not going to mention it. There's one I don't like either. But I know how you are, and I don't want to mess that up for you. But this person was born in 05.
Wow.
And I'm like, is there a different kind of, like, on these younger drivers, do they follow suit the way the because you're old school guy.
Yeah.
I feel like old school guy. Are they these young, like they've learned how to race on video games?
Yeah, you know, the iRacing deal and all that stuff.
So are they
a lot more?
Are they cut from the same cloth, you think?
Definitely not. No.
They're getting signed out of like Bandoleros, right? Like 12,
they're
13
getting
years
signed
old.
Young. I mean, they're bringing the funding needed to drive the,
like they won't need a dirt track race.
The better cars. They drove something because you can't just pop in and be like, I'm here. I mean, they came
Jerry
up from Glanville something.
Says otherwise.
Just like the fact that you even get seen that young is, you got to be marketed somewhat, right?
Yeah. I mean, you do, and you got to be doing good at whatever you're racing in.
I also
get
feel
there.
Weird about being a scout where I had to go watch 11, 12-year-old boys race.
Yeah, true, right?
There's no avenues to really do it anymore. There's not a whole lot of tracks that are, you know, left to be
closed,
seen.
They're more closed down than ever, right?
What if your child decides to do that?
No. I hope she just wants to do something else.
I mean, besides dirt, like, what do you have here? Anderson?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
besides
I
that.
I know. What else is? I don't even know, really.
You'd have to go.
That's
up
a good question.
God, is there anything in Charlotte locally?
Cherokee Speedway don't even run much anymore.
No.
I don't know. There ain't a whole
more
lot.
More drag strips than regular race cars.
Is Myrtle Beach Speedway still a thing?
No, they tore that down a long time ago.
God, see? So what's left? Anderson and Bowman Gray and, like, you know, a couple other?
Frankie's Fun Park.
Damn it, I was about to say that, actually. You beat me to it.
Bringing Frankie's.
You'll get a concussion there, won't you?
I wasn't talking about Taylor Gray, smartass, texting in. I happen to think he seems like a...
I don't know him at all, to be honest. Oh, okay. There's so many
I don't
new,
know how old he is, but I know there's some that are young.
There's literally like 8 full-time rookies. I don't know much.
Y'all ran Frankie Muniz straight to trucks. Like, he ran out of Xfinity altogether.
Yeah, he's got... Oof.
He struggles.
We got to get him... But hopefully, you know, he gets...
He has a lot of
more
issues
seat time.
With people, too. Like, he's very vocal. Probably too much.
I don't know him at all. I hope he does good.
Yeah.
You haven't met him or anything?
I'm sorry?
You met him at all?
No. I don't think I have.
I'd call him Malcolm if I saw him.
Would you?
Malcolm in the middle.
I'm sure he gets that a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Fatboy had an idea. I like the idea.
I heard it yesterday.
Okay.
I only got to listen to the last 30 minutes of the show yesterday because I had to sleep. I had to sleep some.
No, we're not talking about dwarf pit crews. We're talking about like playing a game.
That's what it was.
I want to play a game.
That's what it was.
Paige, can you do on the headlines? I just saw they canceled Salt 11, and that pisses me off.
They canceled it?
Yeah, see? Nobody knows it.
What do you mean? They just said we're not going to make it?
That's what they said.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they had 10.
I'll pull it up under the break and show you. But
what if we get a special correspondent, Jeremy Clements?
Yeah.
No, I'm so pissed.
We're talking about the Ring of Fire.
I know. I was laying in bed listening to y'all, and I saw that, and I about just said,
"Yeah, boys.
F it, F my life. I'm not doing it."
Did you get turned on?
I love Saw, man. It's like my favorite scary franchise.
Yeah. They're really gory, really good.
Well, do you want to play nervous. A game?
I don't want to play none of those games, but I want to play this game.
All right, we're going to play that game next then. The Ring of Fire with Jug. Morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Jug.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Always says, pick a race and you can go to the race with me. And I've picked one out.
I do.
I think this would be the one.
Which one, damn it?
Saturday, May 31st.
Is that Nashville?
Tis.
It is. Yeah, come on.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to put it in your planner or I'm whatever you.
I'll put it in my planner.
However you plan your events in your life, I don't know. Love.
Oh, Jug, what's the race this weekend, do you know?
Hell no.
I played the song to make you
where
remember.
Where are we racing? No, I'm kidding. Homestead. I'm looking forward to going to Miami. It's going to be beautiful there. I love South Beach. Have you ever been?
No, not South Beach.
Some pretty ass women.
I've been there just to get on a cruise ship only. What is it? They don't have a race name for it yet?
There's no title.
Of course there is.
No sponsor.
You're a liar.
There's not. It's called the NASCAR Xfinity Series Race at Homestead, Miami.
Not for the next few weeks, actually.
Now I'm going to look my damn self.
It's March 27th.
You're going to get the man on it now, huh?
It's this Saturday, 4 o'clock. You need to be in Miami.
Oh, before that.
No, guys, are y'all kidding me? Hard Rock Bet 300.
Well, look at NASCAR's website.
Look at my phone.
Well, you're a driver. You should know that. I'm just saying on their website they don't have it.
We do not have to know who the hell names the race, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's just whoever. We could call it the Matman 300.
At the right track.
Do it. Do it.
Fat Boy 300.
Oh, that's
sponsored by Paige.
It has to be 300.
Yeah.
It has to be 370. We have to go by the weights.
The white flag brought to you by Paige in her big old hoo-ha.
You say he weighs 370 pounds. There ain't no way. He don't weigh 370 pounds, does he? There's no way.
He's trying to speak my skinniness into existence.
370?
No, I just don't. I look at you.
You weigh 370.
I don't like believe you. That. I don't. Absolutely do not
believe
that.
I'd like to see the two of them side by side.
Wow. You're tall as hell, though.
You wear it well.
Yeah.
I don't really.
You got what? You got big bone. He's big bone. Big is that what they say? Boned. And yes. They proved that wrong, right?
He used to be able to. Remember
my bone's the same as your bone?
Remember when we used to run around?
You dumbass. You can't drink that with that on there.
I didn't know that anyone just saw that. You smart.
I did.
I just tried to drink my orange juice with the lid still on.
He took the top off, but he didn't.
Pump you good.
All right, Bob.
Easy, Bob. Chill.
Fat Boy, how do you want to start?
Paige, what did you say?
I said I've seen him run before.
Oh.
Oh, it's not nice.
And he can.
It's not nice at all.
When was that?
When we had
was it
to
something
work out.
Chasing him?
When I heard you had chicken minis in the parking lot.
When you said, "Here, bitches," and I have breakfast, he was out the front door.
Oh, that's damn, you need, hey, you need a knife or something?
But they would like
keys. You to leave me alone, bully.
They would eat
my
parties before and then go work out. And I've seen him.
Well, you got to work it all. You got to have something to work off, right?
It was hard.
That's right. You got something now, 10 chicken minis.
I eat them all, too.
Wait, you didn't save me one? My God.
I ate them up. It's not going to mix.
I was going to eat one of them, honestly.
It's not going to mix with your yogurt.
Good grief.
Remember he said, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to eat 10. And then he's like, dude, he'll absolutely eat all 10. If he'll eat some of mine. And by God, you did.
I knew I'd be up for the challenge.
Man, I don't remember the last time I came in here with breakfast, but I'm glad I was today. Because y'all are like, I'm hungry as hell. We hungry as hell.
Well, that's why you're our most featured guest.
No wonder.
We bring you when we're
Uber
hungry.
Eats over here. Jeremy eats. Jug eats.
Jug eats.
That's new. That's a new app.
That's the secret to a good marriage.
Jugs.
All right, here we go.
Oh, we're playing now.
We're gonna play.
I want to play a game.
You want to start, Fat Boy? You want me to
start?
I'll
start it if you want.
Why do the people that are the best at this damn game get to start it?
Do you want to start it?
Yeah.
And then we'll go clockwise. I'll go after you.
So to go, so you, Fat Boy, Paige, Matman.
Yep.
Okay.
You just say any name.
Mike Tyson.
Let's go with Micah Helton.
Michael Douglas.
Frederick Douglass.
What Michael up? Douglas. Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Frederick
I'm so
Douglas.
Sorry. Douglas. Oh, my God. I went blank. Damn.
Oh, off of Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass.
That one messed me up.
Let's go with Doug Johnson, quarterback.
How is that right?
Jimmy Johnson.
Let's go with Jimmy Jam Garvin.
Oh.
Gorgeous one.
Let's go with Ronnie Garvin.
Hands of stone.
Oh, gosh.
oh, here we go. I know where we're going. She's about to go out.
You don't know where we're going.
Ronnie Dunn.
Oh, Ronnie Dunn. Ryan Dunn. Rest in peace.
Oh, not where I thought you were going to go. Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Richardson.
Oh, very nice. Bobby Richardson, Yankees.
Mm.
Quentin Richardson.
Quentin Childress.
I didn't even know the last two you just said.
Richard Childress.
Damn.
Oh, that's a good
one. Randolph Childress.
Quentin Childress, shout out. Zach Randolph, Zebo.
Shoot.
That boy's on it today.
Zachary Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Wow.
Frank Thomas, the big hurt. She going to like it too.
Let's go with Frank Robinson.
Brooks Robinson, the human vacuum cleaner.
Brooks, Albert Brooks.
Oh, I'll be sure.
I'll be sure.
What?
Oh, God.
Is that a real name?
Of course, honky.
Shonuff? You won that one.
I shouldn't have won with that.
No, you did. Wow.
So what was it? I'll be sure.
I'll be sure.
I'll be sure.
It was a rapper joke.
We could play off
really?
Of, You can play off of derivatives like a Douglas, a Doug, or
y'all know so many people that I don't. And we've said that, but
we've said that.
Like, I don't know who the hell. All
right,
he's talking about a baseball player from the 50s or something.
Yeah,
like, I don't know that.
Hey, you mess with me, I'll start with Ark Amarola.
Oh, don't you do it?
You'll all be screwed.
Ark,
please don't.
Is that with a C or a K?
I'm gonna start collecting cards too, so I can know more damn names.
I would have said Amarola by morning.
They are like flashcards, really. I mean damn. It's like, this is how I remember.
I think it helps you.
Okay, I'm gonna.
It's like you study for this game.
I'm gonna do you a solid here, and I'm gonna give you.
Are you gonna start
Chase Elliott?
Bill Elliott. I had to.
Yeah.
Let's go with Josh Elliott.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Come on, Paige. Give me a Josh. What about movie star Josh?
I can't think of a Josh right now.
Oh, no, sorry.
I'm going to go the opposite direction and sting you with Elliot Gould.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Elliot Page. Woo!
Oh, man.
She still act? She's an actress, right?
I think it's she's a man.
I get confused.
Now, right?
Yeah, I get
she's
confused
what?
On how
she
that
transitioned.
Works.
Oh, she did. Is she a man?
I don't know.
I'm honestly like, I don't
know
how that works.
I don't mean she moved from the West Coast to the East Coast. She had her parts moved around.
I know.
Jimmy Page.
Damn.
Good one.
Jimmy
Hit the damn Butler.
Right?
He barely got it. He barely got it.
Man.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's good. Jimmy Johnson, the race car driver.
Ernie Johnson, the great...
Ernie. Damn, Ernie.
Commentator. Ernie. Johnson.
Ernie.
Oh.
Irvin.
Okay, I was about to say.
Oh.
Swervin' Irvin.
Ernie from Sesame Street fame.
There you go. I like that one.
Ernie
How you go off
Banks. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh,
Cubs.
Boy.
Go Cubs. Let's play two. Mr. Sunshine. Ernie Banks.
I think I'm about to win.
I think I am.
Banks. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. You just helped me out. All right, fat boy, go.
Ernie McCracken.
Who the hell is that?
Big Earn, Kingpin, Bill Murray.
Quentin McCracken, Colorado Rockies.
See?
See.
When he play?
Let's go with...
It don't matter. It does too for
Look it up.
I'm going to go Quentin Richardson again.
Okay. Nolan Richardson.
Let's go with Nolan Ryan.
Shoot. Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Ryan Gosling. Gosling Electric.
Ah, dang it. go ahead. You win.
Oh, did I get that
Wow.
One? I should have said
holy crap.
I should have said Quentin Kendrick, famous baseball player.
Yeah.
Fat Boy was pretty good today though.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're always good, but
well, guess what?
He's upped his game.
Yeah.
We got time for one more.
Okay. And, well, it is one and one.
Oh yeah.
So somebody needs
tiebreaker.
Paige, come on. We got it. Me and you. can me and Paige like help each other?
I don't care if you
want to play as a tag team?
Probably need to beat y'all. I mean, it's kind of It's the way it looks to me at this moment in time.
That'd be fine. I'll even give you an easy name.
Why don't you let Paige start it?
No.
Okay, you want to start it?
Ladies first.
Oh, gosh. Let's see.
Come on, sweetheart.
Carol Burnett.
Oh.
Carol Channing.
Carol Annie. From the movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Carol Annie.
Carol Annie from the movie. I believe it was Carol Ann. Go to the lot, Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
You were thinking of Little Orphan.
We're gonna count that.
Go to
right?
Daddy Warbucks, little orphan.
I'm a guest, and we're counting that.
You go off Carol Ann. That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ann Murray.
Oh.
Oof. Glad I didn't get that one, Paige.
Oh gosh.
Anne Frank.
Okay.
Y'all playing together.
We're trying to have. Yeah. F y'all.
Okay. So Anne Frank. I will go. Frank Robinson again.
I'll go Frank Thomas. Big Hurt. Auburn football. And
Marlo
baseball.
Thomas.
Oh, she don't have a nose.
She also dated Richard Pryor, I found out.
Really?
Yes. Marlo Kidder, pardon. Margo Kidder.
What?
Not Marlo Thomas. Margo
Kidder.
No,
I'm confused.
Who do we play off of?
Richard Pryor? No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing off of what?
I'm kidding.
Again?
Marlo Thomas.
I got confused.
Marlo Thomas. I'm going to go C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, that one's good.
You son of a...
Thomas Ian Nicholas.
Thomas the Train.
It works.
Okay.
He's famous.
Run the train.
That doesn't count. I've got to play off Train.
Thomas the Train, yeah.
The band Train. Man.
Train.
Who? Can the we, band Train.
Can we use bands?
The band Train.
I mean, if you use,
I mean, I've been using damn what other things.
You used Big Bird or whatever from.
I used Ernie.
Ernie. Well, same thing.
Okay, well, I'll say Run the Train, The Social Activity.
That's a gangbang.
I give him.
Do you hit the buzzer yourself when you when that happened?
Yeah,
I didn't see you hit it.
I got myself out of that one.
Jug one.
Run the train.
Well, I mean, me and my tag team. I mean,
enough about your afternoon activities, Paige.
She's playing off Run the Train. We got to end it. That was a great way to end it.
But that's not a.
This one's for everybody.
You stupid bitch.
Run DMC the train? I don't know.
That's not winning.
Nothing can stop a train. I don't know.
Thomas the Train. Why you really threw us on that one?
How do you use Carol?
Carolani.
Little Orphan Carolani.
Wow. Come on, man. That's a good one.
Get into the limo, Carolani.
What movie was that again?
I got it mixed up with
Poltergeist.
I was haunted by that movie.
He's mixing up with Predator now.
I've got
Poltergeist,
nightmares.
Predator, and Little Orphan Annie. Oh, Lord God. Wow.
We couldn't have made that up if we tried any harder.
Well, that was good.
Somebody won.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Who won the last round? Me and my tag team partner, Paige?
Mm. I think you did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a tag team, so it's a that means you got to come back tomorrow for the rubber match.
Yay.
Paige, congratulations. I feel good now.
You know what?
They win too much.
To celebrate,
too much.
I think y'all should do the news together.
We
yeah,
can.
Yeah. Hey, I got your story, so I can.
Perfect. Thank you.
What's his story?
The saw thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think that's great.
Breaking bad news. There's your victory music. I forgot to
mention. Congratulations,
everyone. I appreciate it.
All right. Saw is...
This is not Facebook fuzzy.
If you didn't see Saw...
It won't be seen.
You've seen your last Saw.
Oh, man.
Have you seen your last Saw?
See Saw.
Please
Did
say
you
no.
see Saw?
Please say no.
Too
if you lived up
Saul.
In New York, I'd go so many different directions because there's a bunch of dudes named Saul up there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.